So the Mechaber had a case where you had a keder chadash which has never been used yet for anything which was mechug or pleishig, and then he put a ben yomoi calf of milchig into it, and later on he put a ben yomoi calf of pleishig in it. So the Mechaber says you can't use it for milchig or for pleishig. But you can use it for shat warim, but it's mutter. Okay.
Even if the Edom forget what's written for, so they can't be able
to. The Mechaber doesn't say how much of a time lapse it was between the first chiba and the second chiba, but she says it's a problem. And Rambam is agreeing with the Mechaber that it's a problem. The Shach. So really the truth is it's not the smak, it's actually the hagoah ben Peretz on the smak. Last of the day, Murray Rav ben Yitzchok, which is the smak.
Can that be what the
hay
is? Has smak?
Hagoah
smak?
So he says there's a maisa that there's kneir chadash shabishu b'mayim. Shachu b'sarach kaf cholevis bas yomo. Lohi b'mayim kelo batal b'achar yomim bishu b'mayim acherim mitoch b'lusarach kaf shani shama shabosim k'mar kain bas yomo. Kami lohi b'mayim samu kelo batal. So the case of the mechaber. But what he adds in over here is that there was a time lapse of more than 24 hours between the two tchibas. So the tchiba one was put in a milk and a spoon. It was bas yom in the spoon. There was not shishim. Then after 24 hours, you did the same thing with the fleshy spoon. And the harosh and nivla, he began bas b'cholav. There's tam pogam of b'cholav. There's Tom, not pogam of baser. The mice is Tom. It's Tom pogam of baser becholav. Because they were also the shemesh for baser or cholav. Therefore, you can't use it for baser or cholav. Vashu dogam teres. The zok to Rabbeinu Peretz. Me on the rekiva and shakder chadasha. It never was that you never use it for cholav ben. You only use it for a barnat of cholav. You had milk that went into the spoon, mina kaf elamayim, then it goes from the spoon into the water, shukadeira, mina mayim elakadeira ba'atzma, then it goes into the pot, it's never used for milkings. It's absorbed a not bar not tam of cholov, then b'dayinu heter, and then if you would use that pot, you would actually cook milk meat in it directly in it. It would still be mutter because it's not really milchiks. Okay. So the smak is not giving any heter based on not barnat, and so the Rabbeinu Peretz is being barred that you have a problem with not barnat over here. So it should be mutter misad not barnat, not only a spoon of fleshings, but actual fleshings itself. Strong argument. Okay. Mahai time and nami im la'acher me'es le'es mitchibas kaf chalevis. So if I'm telling you that you should not use it for fleshings, but you use it for fleshings, it's mutter. So I'm going to tell you that if you waited 24 hours after that, and not only is it not, but it's also tampogum. And then you put in a kaf shabosser. So vada, you can use it for bosser afterwards. But tam kolb shenibla b'kadeira lo chashim tam kiparishis. Okay. Now before he gets to all the members, so Pashas where the Shach is going to say at the end of the Sivkotan, if he put in the spoon of milchus, it's not used for actual milchus before, and he puts the spoon in the milchus, and I ask you, come Rabbi, can I use the reflation? The answer I'm going to tell you is no. Since you use it for milchus, even though it was a napranada milchus, or napranada milchus, since you have to convey it to the Shach, so you have to convey it, some type of usage for the pot, you're not going back and forth. Use the one, we use it for that, you have to use it for milk. You should not use it for flations. But Avad is not going to ask if you put flations in it. And therefore, if you then Zot the parents Vaiter, therefore, if you did use it for flations, so now I'm going to ask everybody to say flations. I'm not saying milchiks. It's not really milchiks. The only reason I said milchiks before is because you asked me before you put flashings in. So I say, well, you know, flashings you haven't used it for. You got to decide something and use it for like the semi milchik thing. So you know what? Design milchiks. You didn't ask me first, and you stuck. You didn't. You went to flashings. So now my answer is use it for flashings. Not only if I did actual flashings in it, but even if I used a flashing spoon. So why? Well, now it's equal. Why? So why more flashings than milk? Well, that's the last thing you did. So that's the most. That's the, of the two. That's the most. This weakened flavor, but not. But it's still stronger a flavor of flashings than a milk. So be commanded for flashings. So about it, you can go to the chaskil, not use it for flashings. Okay, that's what a shaka understands this piece of the Ben Oper.
So you're saying
dafka b'basa. Dafka b'basa, right? But not. But the Mechaber says you can't use it for b'basa or chol. This is like, you know, mazeh. Now, so the Ben Oper. There is really two elements of Kiddush in the smak, in the psak of the smak. One was that. Even though it's an opera not, we're not going to allow you to use it for anything. Number one. And number two, even though it's a tampogum of the chalav, we have a problem. So I'm arguing on the first point of the opera not, but I'm asking to the second point. So if I can give you a seer where you have tampogum, but it's not, but it is not Barnat, then I agree to him on that point of Pogum. There is Omnam Emes who Kasher Posagarab, there is Shablu Mibasar Vicholov. It has blias of basar and cholov in it. I feel it become, even though the blia was become, also the shamash bala chachil loy basar lo cholov. Mishkach, what's that case? Going there is shal cholov. It was used for actual milk. Shini shamash bala cholov ben. Okay, so that's good. And then v'acham yis le'is, then you've not used it for actual milk for 24 hours. Nish tamash b'basar. So you put flashes in it. So the loch is b'basar mut. Over there also nish tamash b'lachachil loy b'basar l'cholav. Tishtibu ami p'gam b'basar b'cholav. The ma'isa it's a milk pot. It was used for milk. So you can't use it for flashes. The ma'isa there's flashes in it. So you can't use it for milk. So even though it's tampogum, that's not going to change anything. So you can't use it for milk for flashes. Okay, and that's basically what we had in Sif Dalet, the case where the kaf was not a ben yomoy, so the tafshel is mutter, right? So you have this milk spoon that you stuck into fleshings. So fleshings is fleshings, but the spoon you can't use it for basar or for cholov. So that I agree with him. That's right. But the scenario which he's discussing, where there's also added in a whole new layer of sugya of not pranat, that already lechara. The psak, there's welcome to argue on the psak that you can use the chatchila for, if you use the reflections, it's going to be mutter, and there, and once you put in a kafshal bus, so the chatchila, you can use the reflections afterwards. Okay, I'll count the shonot. Chenu losin b'sifrei smak shenita b'su b'kila kadosha krakow v'chen hiltzuk b'cholboi simekuvov daf kuchubei zayim beiz v'gashar dura simeheber simeheta shal the marshal shom b'sifrei smak shenita b'venitzia losin buta. In the Cypriot smak, which are printed in Venice, the language is incorrect.
Yeah, so the problem is,
okay, he actually quotes later on he quotes some of the language of the Fus of Venezia, which would then parallel more the language of the case of the Mechaber. But as is, so he's going to have problems with the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, now we are done. The Maishal Hoya, the Bishlubo Mayim Pam Acheres Achmei Slates. So the second story, the second Maishal was after 24 hours after the first one, they cooked water in a second time, and then you put a calf Besaris in. Behind the Messiah Maharish and Nibla began Bosse Becholov. The Rabbeinu Peretz Masig al Haros of the Rabbeinu Yitzchak, me or near the Kibbutz of Kederach Losha, which means it was never used from actual milchiks. It's not milchiks be'an. So the fact that you use it for a not bar not of milk, that doesn't make it chalevis. This time chalev which went in, it doesn't have a din of a tam. And therefore, if you'd used it for actual milchiks beforehand, so now we got a problem. I can't use it for flesh because it's a milchik kapat. Can't use it for milk because there's flesh to bli in it. So then I would accept the din of the smak is saying. But since it was only the ayude and not pernat, so it doesn't get a din of milchik, that you cannot now use it for flesh as a chachil. Okay, but that then is would be the case where the halacha of the smak would apply, and that's if talit. And chemuch b'chol shom lehedya the chenu appears to be a smak. Tachar shevi divri marie alabashav dogim muteris kosav ben peres kosav miyonir the kibush kaderu b'chul b'chemuch b'esav heter lehedya chenu appears to be a smak. Ayn shom u'poshe. Fine. Zeh shteitoch in smak. So why are we here? Can't you use it for Boser? Watch out the Makabra, you can't use it for this case. Where it's a case of not by not. Is you able to use it for Boser? So question number one. I mean, you know, the what we have in the Rabbeinu Peretz himself is right. Salomon, you tell me what he's machmer like the smak, right? But over Prat, he says, "Shehu matul, come on, race him in sarihei, not pranat, but bishul." He holds the argument over here why we should say it's a problem that the Rebbeinu Peretz is wrong, because that's very nice that you're arguing not pranat. It doesn't create a problem. Well, that's very nice if you don't hold of not that you hold not pranat, but bishul is mut. We are not bringing out Mishal as Osir, so I understand Pshat and Smak. Well, I don't, but that's for other reasons. But it's not that Nakuda, right? So that would be very nice. But the Mechaber is on record that he holds not bringing out Mishal, is Taka called not bringing out. So then the Rebbeinu Peretz is right. And he's Mata that Lechatkila, right? Whatever that means. Okay. That's question number one. That's question number two. Or one and a half, right? So he says, why is he saying like the smart, not the Rebbeinu Peretz, when he himself is on record, the not bringing up a bishul is mutter? The Mechaber continues by turn, he says, the reason why other things are mutter is because it was never used ban for milchiks. It means it had to be used ban for milchiks. You can't even use it for shadavar. Well, he says, "Hey, cross the marcher shoyis a chadash. The marcher hoyim bishul with a matzila cholav ban. Also, the marcher both shadavar. Mizehinoi."
You have a possibility.
Michael Stam and Ayoim, and I call Mutter, Mitam Labin Aparanat. Okay, so the Machaber is on record that we down that case as a case of not brenat. So you put water into the yarrow. You use the pot for be'en of fleshes. Okay, so that's mamish be'en, which is what we're discussing. What would be what the Machaber's mashma had it been used for ban, it would be different. Okay, so I have the Machaber discussing a case where it was used for ban. Okay, then you took out the vlashes, you cleaned it out, and now you heat up water in it. So I should say, well, it was used for actual ban, and it's bnei yoyman, which makes, you know, so you'll tell me that everything it's worse. You can't put Kurosh, you can't, well, the case of it was Yer Chalevis, I'm sorry. The Yer was Chalevis, the pot was Milchik, it was used for Milchiks, and now I want to know what am I allowed to do in this pot, which is used, and now I put Fleshiks in it. The Sector, well, according to what we're saying right now, I can't use the pot afterwards for milchus fleishigs or milchus or fleishigs. And there he's telling me, Yolada Chalchila, put it in. Which means then the pot will remain milchus afterwards. Because he calls it an aparanat. So the fleishig core that you're putting in doesn't take away the milchus status of the pot. You're allowed to use the pot afterwards for milchus. How you talking? You accuse it afterwards of milchus. That's this case over here. You tell me, if you use the pot for ban, so then I can't use the pot afterwards for milchus. Or fleshigs. And there he's saying the pot remains milchik. So you see, even if had the scenario been the use of actual ban, there's a heter not brenat, according to Machaber. The Ramah has heels and called not brenat, but according to Machaber himself, it doesn't make any sense. I'll go to the better parents of Nami. Matzer Gabi Hadocha, Keshechem and Ene Ben Yoimoy. So I'm throwing my weight behind the Ben Peretz who says not Bernat solves the problem. So why does the Ben Peretz say that the heter over here is based on the fact that it's chadasha? Right? So he doesn't need the heter of chadasha to be matarid, but he's saying that the scenario where it was chadasha, it was never banned for milchiks. So you allowed chadkila go use it for both afterwards. Now the case was also ena b'nyarmai, and the mnapranat would allow you to even have used ban, you allowed to be matarid. Okay, but I have a different argument besides that. Okay, because from heaven, the different mechaber yeshu liyashu. So that's question number two. Two and a half, right? Well, cause of a machaber, Baruch Haim is raised simon toftim pegs. The Yesh Lahagol Kadam Shochemishes, Kreshul Dishtar, Kladak, to give a cleave and Yarma im Lav, and Yesh Basamach, but mine, we're not going to cleave Shemagol. So let's assume that you look at Chomets as a terabola, which.
There are two possible avenues
that count. Is it a heter? The concept not applies to it. Let's assume that for our purposes. Even though it's debatable, but let's. So when a kasher a kli, we have if you mahalchem had a kasher a kli. So what's the problem? You kasher a kli. The tam which is in the kli comes out into the water. Well, how does it solve your problem? Because the tam which comes out of the kli also goes back into the kli. So one solution is wait till it's 24 hours old. So the tam comes out as a tam pogum. So a tam which goes in fresh, even though it becomes stale in the pot, it can not use the pot. It goes through ena ben yomai, ota ben yomai. That's only because it went in with the tam which is meshubach. The tam which goes in pogum, the chazal de nasser. They weren't guys of that ota ben yomai. So if you wait 24 hours, you take it, then you kasher it. So the time comes out, pogum, goes back in pogum, no problem. You have you kasher your small item in a very large pot. The time comes out, it's both of b'shishim. Okay, another solution. I'm kashering my kalim for Pesach. So the Beis Yosef, if it's cut in the Zman Yisr, it's before Kishar Chamishis. So it's not Bernat.
So
I have another Keshman. I have besides the I don't need the heter of Ein Ben Yomai. I don't need Pogum. I don't need Shishim. I have a heter of not Bernat. Because the Tom Chometz goes into the Kli. The Tom Chometz comes out of the Kli into the water. It's not Bernat. Then it goes back into the Kli as a not Bernat. And later on in Pesach, I use it with Pesach Dik, even though there's Tom, not Bernat, coming out. I'm using it for Pesach Dik. Okay. So the Chara, that scenario is mamash the scenario over here. So if I'm allowed to use that pot for Pesach, so I should allow to use that pot in a scenario where the issue is Tom Kolov, I should use it, I can use it for Basar. The same way that flavor of chametz by going through the process of into the kli, into the water, into the kli, becomes so insignificant that it's not going to answer pace of the kafud. So a tam chol of a situation is not going to answer pace of the kafud.
So
how can you tell me that you can't use this thing for Basar when you tell me the same scenario? I can use it for chametz. I can use it for Pesach. I'm not worried about the flavor of chametz going in.
What exactly?
Yes, my mind connected Kli Yishmagel. Alma the Mitzham, not Bernat, Mutar Filachat Chila. Kvosh Kosev Rosh Perkol Shah. So Teres Lam Hetel Lashem Mechaber Kabi Yosef Lechol Ule Margish. So the Levush quotes the Mechaber over here exactly as is, and he doesn't notice that it's a really difficult. Then, Holakasha. That last question I can answer. The long. No, I'm saying the next question is not the lama lo yehi mutu levashu ba afilu cholav. It's like I said before. Well, you know, as much as you're telling me that the cholav doesn't bother the buser, this buser not per not doesn't bother the cholav. Let me use milk afterwards. Kibokabonim tzarchu kuvar tashmish zechel the kaderizu kiyeshu kuvar tashmish buser kamokam yersin nishu batam haachren because. The Tam Achron is the stronger Tam out of the two. It's both not Bernat, so we have to convey something. We convey a Basar. Okay. So that's the three questions. And this fourth question, which he's asking, like, why do we pick Basar more than Cholav? We have to pick something. That's the last one which is used. He's going to prove that last point. The thing that you over there you're milking a whether it's a fleshing plate, your fleshing plate remains fleshings. So over here, let my milking thing remain milking. So what's the difference? Lavari hosam hanu time of the kibbutz mitzilo hoyu saw blua be'en nishabu oisatam iker. So even though now it's been absorbed the napar not flavor, the case of there was a milchik, a big pot of milchik, using in heat up water in it, and then you are washing the fleshing plate in there. So I should say, yeah, okay, you know what, it's not pernat, it doesn't answer it. Can I use it for milchiks? I don't say that. I say use it for fleshiks afterwards. But according to what we're cashing over here, it was first milchiks and then fleshiks. You have to use it for fleshiks, according to my parents. So over there, it was first fleshiks, and then it's in a milchik pot. Use it for milchiks. And he says, no, use it for fleshiks. What's the difference? Tara said, that was a case where it was used for fleshiks, but Samela, that flavor, which is the fleshik flavor, remains the ikur to be of the plate. Samela afterwards use it for vlashing. Because again, not really doesn't do anything to it. But I have to pick something, so I'll pick the Iker Tam, which is the way it was used multiple times for vlashing. It's Mashayin and Ocho. There, over here, the Nisha Tam or Acher and Iker, Takilu Mishtam, Beshava, not Bernat. Over there, the fleshings was be'an and the milchus was not bernat. Over here, both are not bernat. So they're equal. So then I picked the last one. Tarskatas, Klapehei, the Rimasa, then hey, Nihitzel, Eshahet was there, Shalak Yadas, the Rimasa, the Hedge of Bismak. Okay. Because Mr. Hatter showed the Huadan, Nitzel, Betzacha, Kaf, Beis, Tarmes, Leis, Mitzkibas, Kaf, Aleph, then a Hachi. The Hatera Shaloi, whom he tam, Shakabar, Habi Bogimel, Nisan Tam, Shemutta, Philip, and Tugmais Leis. Okay. The Isser Hatter points out that this Hatter is true, even if it's not a Pogum. The cause of Benapar to Akram, Akramais Leis, Hanam Shum the Koy, Shamal, and Mysa Shoya. The Warf of the Koyan. So why do you need you don't need a heter pogum to match with this cash? With this cash, is mutal snap or not? Even that pogum, but the war of the chayim about karka circle is never gain. I'll prove that point also. Even though it's ben yarmai, can kolsh can hocha b'kder have a gimel nesti tam. Okay, boy, keeping the matter gabi hadocha kashachem and a ben yarmai in case shvamin of the loch hashiva blia mashabola meklisha ben yarmai. Berchanam mekan gabi kder loch hashiva blia beis shum blia doesn't have a hashiva of a blia. So really, the flesh of Gatam shouldn't take away my heter of milchiks. Elda, the imkain, how it's tzrichim lukum akadera b'milsa kamaisa. B'emes isha ba tamarach, and you're asking me a rishon, the maisa, but the flesh of Gatam, they're both. Only a barnat, not barnat. And the tamarach is more than the rishon, for she can say, it'll nichet tfeil, and kumay milsa bas raisa. But not because mikra din, it's, you asked her the first time. And I'll prove it to you, Viter, that he doesn't need the heter pogu. Why? My hutzlamer ba'amim emesu kasher posa rav mishalu lema emesu kasher posa rav mishalu tameis leis. The random parents are looking for a case where the smack is right. If you tell me in the case where it's not pogum, he agrees to the smack, then it's not mutter. So say the smack is right in the case where it's when it's not pogum. He doesn't say that. He only says the case he's right is in a case of pogum. Case of pogum when it's be'en, not me, not an opera. Yeah, sure, but that rides on a raya. He wants to bring his right about the dinim of pogum. Okay, but that rides on a raya. Okay, so the where does the shach stand right now? The shach stands that he has multiple kashas on the Mechaber is presented. He has three basic kashas on the Mechaber is presented. And he's... so not per not is not going to preclude the usage of the kli. Be'etzim really mikra din for anything. Which is why later on in Tzarihei the Mechaber says that there's not a problem with putting the fleshig of plate into the milk of the pot because it's not per not, so it doesn't do anything. Over here I have to convey a tashmish. I'm conveying the second tashmish. And that's the point of the Ben Aparis's maskana in this case. Fine. That was a long way to get to that point, right? Everybody worked through all the kashas? Yeah? Getting that look, yeah? Thank you. Okay, so let's just try and recap those points. Right. So the Kipshuta, the way he's presenting the Smak and the Ben Peretz, the Smak and the Ben Peretz seem to be arguing about whether or not Bernat, in a scenario of Bishul, gives me the term of not Bernat. So the Smak seems to be saying it doesn't. So I have to deal with if it's going to be that there was Be'en. So the scenario when I'm dealing with it would be Be'en. Even though it's, the case over here was that it was a tam, that it was a tam pogum, it's after 24 hours I use it for milchus, I use it for flations. I can't use this pot anymore for milchus or flations. So the Rebbeinu Peretz says, yes, if you use it for actual milchus, then you waited 24 hours and used it for flations. So you had actual milchus absorbed in the kli pogum. You have actual flesh absorbed in the kli, not pogu. So I can't use it for milchus flesh. And then even if I wait 24 hours, I can't use it for milchus flesh. Because once I asked it for both, waiting 24 hours is not going to make it more. So, and that is really what siftalad is. So just change siftalad from the spoon to the pot. You use the pot for milchus. You waited 24 hours, and then you stuck fleishigs in it. So the place, the food is mutter, and the pot can't be used for milchus or fleishigs. But you're not going to ask for the pot for using a shard of the worm, because it's not possible to call. It's called a pogu, and bosser, kolmongum doesn't create possible kolum. It's not possible kolum, so I can use it for shard of the worm. I can't use it for fleishigs or for milchus. The Rebbeinu Peretz said, that's where the din is true. Came along the Smak and said, you know what? If you can create the same scenario using that pranat, you have the same problem. I made it milchix to not pranat, just milchix. Now I put in flashings not pranat, even pogum. Right? It's 24 hours since the milchix, but it's made of flashings. So you can't use it for milchix of flashings. So the Rebbeinu Peretz said, the Smak took the case of the Rebbeinu Peretz. I mean, it's backwards generations, right? But the case of Machaber in Sif Dalet, it said, you know what? Even if you create the same scenario through Nebra Nat, you have all these problems. You can't use it for milchus or fellations. So the Rebbeinu Peretz says, no way. You cannot create the same status on the pot if you're creating it through a not bar not situation as when you're creating it through a ban situation. So the Shach says, okay, so where does the Machaber stand on that? Make sense of her? Right. He says, where does Machaber stand on that? Well, I have a Machaber later on that he holds the Napra Nat, works by Bishul. Lechachila, whatever Lechachila means, Lechachila means if you're ready, you can't do Lechachila al-Manasa. Use it once you did it, you're allowed to use Lechachila. Or it means, even Lechachila, use it al-Daskein. Berekabai is Shita. So I'm being Matar, not Pranat. Lechachila, so I hold a Bishul, is Matar, not Pranat. It's a different, it's not Tom Bosser, it's not Tom, not Tom Cholov. Okay. And then the Machaber says, Viter, I have the case where you, Machaber on record, a case where I had a big milchus pot and I put not, which is, and I cook water in it. That's his case, right? I have a pot, I cook water in it. Now I take a flesh, a plate, and I stick it in. It's like I put in the spoon. So I'm putting in the spoon, the flesh, a spoon, I'm putting in the flesh, a plate. And the Chaver says, no problem. I'm saying over here that you just make your thing, you can't use it anymore for milk and flesh. And there he's saying, yeah, do the chaskila and use the pot for milk afterwards and the plate for flesh afterwards, and everything is wonderful. And here he's saying, everything becomes awesome. Like, excuse me. And he says the same concept over there in Hilchos Pesach. We're drawing a parallel between giving a status on a kli through not pranat. The pot is a kseir chadash. You're giving it status through not pranat. Over there, we're giving it status through not pranat. We're saying everything's okay. You can use it on Pesach. You're having not pranat chomets flavor going into your food. No problem. Here we're saying, oh, it's a milchus pot. What do you mean it's a milchus pot? It only came in through not pranat. So it's like chametz like a food. It's not branat. No, it's not chametz food. It's not branat. Oh, it's a pot. It's not a milchik pot. Yes, it is. Through not branat. So make up your mind. Does not branat make him milchik? Does it make him chametz or not? Well, he says it's not chametz, and here he says it's milk. So please make up your mind. So he says, I don't get it. The Shach never answers his kashas. The Taz, which we saw yesterday, says, you're right. This didn't make any sense. It's all because of the Chumra that the Ramah says at the end. The whole thing is a Chumra, Mikra Din, you're right. Hanum said, right. All your kashas are gewaldig. But there's a Chumra. Right? So now you're going to ask me, so why doesn't this Chumra apply to all of the other scenarios where he uses? So we spoke about that then. We said, hey, because over here, the mice, the food you're using, right, and over there, you're throwing out the water. Right, so you're not, but over here, the food, you're using the food, and you're going to use the food, you're going to talk about kameya, a tashmish of one type for the food. That's the minig, so that you can't use the pot for the other thing. So, that's how the Taz feels that you have to understand this sheet of the Mechara, because the Shach is right. We have no way to explain, answer all these questions. The Shach understands the Mechara saying this Mikra Din. He's saying, excuse me, Mikra Din, this whole thing just doesn't work.
Why doesn't the minhag apply to Dug and Chow? Why is the minhag not being used to Dug and
According to Mechaber, right? According to the Ramah Taka, it is Mechayev me.
By all of we wouldn't say it. Would this minhag apply to all of
them? Well, no, this is all cases of Bishul.
The minhag doesn't apply to if you put it in from the finger.
I don't think so. All right. What? According to Ramah, you have to use the fallacious. You're not supposed to. Yeah, according to the Mechaber, it's like a kasher. The problem is, like, you know, the Taz is being mazber the sheet of the Mechaber based on this minig, which the Chaver only shims in the Ramah, not in the Mechaber. Yes, good question. Okay. There's other mechalchim to answer the mechaber, but that's really what the point the Taz is trying to accomplish, because he's bothered by this kasha. I mean, it's not pronounced. Okay, now. The other shach medorim nirim shahayil ifnei mechaber sivrei smak venitzia shins b'tos. I told you that the tefus venitzia taka had the mistake, and the mechaber was using that tefus. Ma'is abal ifnei the ben Rav Yitzchok teresh b'choshes shabishter boi mayim tachol tzoichol kafchol levis basyayma. Okay. So, scenario, the case where there was that it was so far a parallel case, then Ma'akar Hamayim, Bishop of Mayim Pamacheris, and which means it wasn't Meisleis. It wasn't like the case over there was Akar Yomim. He says it wasn't Akar Yomim, it was Akar Hamayim. Right? That's important usage of the words. There's lots over there. Akar Hayomim Bishop of Mayim Acherim.
I also have
Akar Hamayim, Bishop of Mayim Pamacheris. So the point was the case was Ben Yoh.
I couldn't find any difference.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so it should be Akar Hamayim. Then after cooking that water, you put Mayim Pamacheris within 24 hours. And the reason why it's mutter, so in that scenario, You use it for, had you use it for actual milchiks, and then now you use it for fleishiks, you would have a concern of making it usur for milchiks or fleishiks. And but since the ma'aseh was kerech chadash, which will be bishul b'chol mi olam, so that's it's not going to create a problem. Pirish the high umiu nira ina hasaga lamala. Al bereish amar shakash shakaf abeis nitzchum tach mei sleis. And he's saying, but in a case where it had not been nitzchum tach mei sleis, taka b'motur. So the rebbe person is not arguing. We're not successful in finding the first Venetia, but he quotes it over here. Okay, so the Rebbeinu Peretz is clarifying two points. Number one, b'diavad it's mutter, even in a scenario where it's within 24 hours. And number two, had it been after 24 hours, so then it's going to be mutter to use it like the last usage. So then the Rebbeinu Peretz is saying, I'm only matir, not barnat, the chatchila, if it's also pogum. So the way I have the gears over here, the Rebbeinu Peretz is being matir, not barnat, even not pogum. The way they have the gears over there in Venezia, the Rebbeinu Peretz was also only being matir, not barnat, if it's also pogum. But had it been meis leis, where it wasn't pogum, he agrees to the smak. You can't use this thing for basar or bechala, even though it's an aparnat. So he's accepting the psak of the Rebbeinu Peretz that when a case was with meis leis, so you cannot use it for basar or bechala. But the evidence mutter because it's not aparnat. But aparnat is not matan lechatchila. It's only matan b'diavad. But if you add in pogum, that's more pain. That's the gear switch he has over there. But that doesn't answer any of my kashas. I still have a steer in the macabres to all these dinim. So you want to tell me that you're right. According to the gears that we have in Krakow, let the macabre accept the Rebbeinu Peretz and that'll ship with everything else that he said. According to the Tfus Venetia, the Rebbeinu Peretz is a problem also. Fine. You know what? So macabre, seriously, if you cannot accept either the smak or the Rebbeinu Peretz, some of the mice, you don't accept them later anywhere else. So why are you accepting it over here? We have the bar dover shes sifrei smak elu the tvosim betus the tvosim betos the pasha kisa besmak shu kill kosher krokoy, and it's like the smak which is printed in Krakow. Okay, now the second one says maybe you'll tell me a mahalach which will answer some of the questions. Right? We'll answer question number three. And right? Not number one or two, but at least answer number three. See, even that's a deichah gadol. Now I'm not sure like what was motivating him to speak this out, because he's gonna be deichah right away. With his question one number two. So I'm not sure what was the there was somebody out there who had suggested this teretz to his questions. He says, let me know before and why I don't like it. I don't know. I'm not sure what the motivation was. But he wants to suggest an interesting idea. The Let's say that even a not Bernat creates an interesting status. It creates a status of the Nats in the Vela, the Chachilo. Therefore, I can't use it for anything. But the Holesa, the Hamat, the not Bernat, the Bishul, I feel the Chachilo, the Chachilo, Kiliel, question number one, still stands. Void the Vadalo Shach, Lerman, the Nats in the Vela, the Chachilo, the Why can you use it for broccoli? Name a kibbutz that knows some family fgam. Also the chachila can not sevel the chachila. So we should say it's not sevel the chachila. Alavari lo shach klal lomer not sevel the chachila. This concept of not sevel the chachila doesn't exist. Okay, whatever that havmina was, is this can havmina? But Baruch Moshe Kesavti. So that's how the Shach comes out Lamaisa. That like the Ben of Parrots, the sheet of the Ben of Parrots, Halacha Lamaisa, he follows the Ben of Parrots, as presented in the Hagos HaSmak in Krakow. That in a case where it's an opera, not, so you can use the Pala Chachila for whatever was used last. Right. That's in a case where it was used for Be'en, so then in a Hanami, that case would talk to be a problem that I can't use the Chachila for, not for Bosa, for Chol, I can use it for Shard the Border. I mean, that's Sif. So that now that stems with Sif Dalit. That's a case where it was Pogum, so you can't use the Chachila for anything else. It stems with all the dinim over there. Not Bernat, it's Matzah the Chachila by Bishul, according to Mechaber. It's Matzah when the case of the Yara. It stems with all the dinim, and this din is not correct. Okay. The Shach over here does not address what impact the minig that the Ramah brings has on this din. Right. So he's going to talk about it later on. In your chest. Yeah. So we'll deal with that over there. Okay. Now, to the Shach, you know what? I want to add a kanach. I want to tell you. Veneer, I feel the mind of Achrinim. Come on, Simon said, "Hey, lesser dog and his bash of kederes shabos to the ochel makuta chachilo." Even according to the Ramah, that by not bringing up of bishul, we're not mad to the chachilo. So, according to that, we should argue that the milchika tzechiva of not bernat makes it also to use for fleshigs, and the fleshig tzechiva makes it also to use for milchiks. So now you should end up you can't use for milchiks or for fleshigs, just for shard devarim, which would be at least according to the mecha, according to the Ramah, this thing would be true. Right? Until now, I'm discussing it's true that it can't be true according to the Mechaber. The Mechaber is Shrir. But what about the Ramah? Ramah later on in Tzadi Hei says, we're Machmer, not by Bishul, Lechatchila. So over here, we're tossing Lechatchila. What should I use the pot for? The answer is not Mechaz or Pleishigs. Not Asa is Lechatchila. No, even according to the Ramah, what I'm telling you that it's Mutter is Mutter. Like the Ben of Paris. How so? Because of Rosh Perkel Shaw, Mizel Sharfilo Isim, Nisbashlu, Hokashori, the Hosom of Bosser, Hanivla, Bedogim, Khoshab Tam, Kinivla, Oikloboichal. If you hold Bishal as Osir, you hold that the Tam which goes into an Oikl has a Khashibis of a Tam. Bedogim Shurim Lakila, Hilkal Osil Oklam Kutakim, Nisbashim Gare Shabos. The But the Rosh said, like he quoted before, that the Rosh says that you don't have to wait until you can kasher the kli, even though there's not shishim, and even if it's a ben yomo, as long as it's zman hetter. So what's I? Bishlam, are you holding up or not? By bishlam is mutter. I get it. How could it be? It still works. Okay? It says why. Remember we discussed this this part of the Shach last month. Right? That he says there's a difference between if it goes into an eichel or it goes into a kli. So this shita says bishul doesn't have a hefter napra not. So we said that what's pshat? This shita holds that whatever flavors in the definite kli, bishul will take out of the definite kli. So yes, when you start out with basher, and the basher goes into the kli, so that is there is some level of degradation of tam when it goes into the kli. The tam basher in the kli is not as strong as the tam basher itself. That tam is also that's called. It put a tam into the kli. Okay, but now when you're cooking it, it falls out the full tam. So the full tam, whatever tam was in the kli, goes into the fish. So you have tam, which is not enough of a degraded tam to become mutter, in your fish. That's tam basher. You can't even know it. Good. But over there, Zotar Rosh, when you kasher your pot, Erev Pesach, before the Zman Yisr. So what happens? So the tam is not Yisr yet. So the tam, chametz goes into the pot. Good. So there's a degradation of tam. It goes from being tam chametz to being a talad of tam chametz. But that's also us. Now you cook water in it to kasher. The tam goes out of the pot into the water. It's not shishin. It's a ben yomo tam. So it's not bagum. But what comes out? The full flavor. But we said even according to that shita, that bishul takes out a full flavor. Bishul does not inject the full flavor back into the pot. So Zakhtar Rosh, so what's going to happen is that the flavor which goes back into the pot is a noisen tam bar noisen tam. Now in Pesach I cook, so when you cook it the first time, what you're taking out is not a noisen tam bar noisen tam, it's a noisen tam. It's just the nesinus tam which is there. It's not a noisen tam, it's a bekabel tam, but it's a full tam. It comes out. So that's talking about, the heter is not bar not. This is not bar not. This is just the first knot. Right? But now that I put it back into the pot, that's talking not bar not. Because the flavor which is in the walls of the pot now is a flavor which was created by the tam in the pot, created this weaker tam in the walls of the pot. Okay, now that comes out of Pesach, doesn't ask anything. That was the Recheshvan of the Rosh. We said that. So that, Zok, the Rosh, whenever you're going to be putting it through the walls of the Kli twice, which is what happens here, it goes in the walls of the Kli once, goes out and goes back in, it degrades twice, it melts an opera not. So that's one argument. This is without arguing that it's Gimel Noshen Tam. Right? This is an argument of because it goes into a Kli as opposed to going into an Eichel. Okay. Can't cost of Gam came a subset of Bodhisattva, can't cost a subset of Bodhisattva, dear Maska Mikan, can't Hokinami, a call of Hablubik Zero, ain't no cost of Tam, Kashiach of Yifla the boss. Okay, so you put Tam, call of, into the calf. Then it goes out of the calf into the water. It goes out of the water into the pot. So that Tam, even those people are Machra by Bishul, that's because you're talking about using it in the stage of the water right now. So that flavor is the full flavor which is in the walls and in the water. So I want to use that water with milk because I got a problem. But over here, that's not what I'm doing with flavors, right? But over here, that water is not the issue. The issue is the pot. is going to put flavor into the flesh later on. The flavor in the pot is a notion. Tam burner said, Tam, even if the whole bishop is a problem. I skipped the line. Okay, move, but that's this. We had to share oysogam with the dogim, matter can the basso bosser, Rachis the name of the command, seven kukimel, ein shamus got yud. Boy, furthermore, the halka, kimel, kimel, nice day, Tam. Tam, you sell the calf, goes from the milk, goes into the calf, in a calf, in a mine, in a mine, in the cathedra, the kuliyama shori, kuchkos the same rachumas, seven nine, hey, taste the same as the mother come, shari dura, serves him, hey, hey, Mordecai, give an osha, you hook from mine, because they were shakola, tell me, slays, the kosher basioima, mishas achimum. Now, Zog the Mordecai, which is really the next sieve. We spoke about the next sieve already, we looked at it already, right? So, even though by case of Isser, cooking something part of it in the kli in between does not make it mutter, leaving out Hagola for a second, right? Well, no, that's not, no, leaving, said it wrong. Holding Hagola for a second. So, either you're going to hold Nas in the Vela, if it's Isser, or even hold Nas in the Vela, it's an apernat disura. Bezok to all of these fine rabbis over here, the Sefer Shulma, Tosis, the Mordechai. But if you cooked water in your milk and kapat, what's the case over here? Yeah, there's shachol, right? So, 9 o'clock Monday morning, he made himself some hot milk, cooked milk in the pot. Okay, 9 o'clock at night, he cooked water in the pot. 10 o'clock the next morning, he cooked fleishigs in the pot. Oh, so it's been 24 hours, so it's not a benyomai, the fleishig is mutter. What do you mean, not 24 hours? You used it for water last night at 9 o'clock at night? So let's go through the thought process. Is that, well, time which stays in the walls of the pot for 24 hours becomes pogum. Did this time stay in the walls for 24 hours? No, it's not. It went out, got refreshed, went back in. It's not been 24 hours since this time went into the walls. So there's no heter of heter of Mitzvah Dam Nizkan. Oh wow. Finish all the thought, right? But Zok the Mordecai, that's very nice, but there's a different cheshbon. Because the Maisa, when the time goes out, it's time of Atera, so there's time which goes from the milk is went into the pot, the flavor of the pot goes into the water, the flavor of the water goes back into the pot, so it's given the time. So, and now I come the next day and I want to use that flavor to ask the flashings. I'm sorry, it doesn't occur to ask the flashings. So you see, the fill of my number is Bashlu Osir might have given it to Tom. A Tom Echot Shnivu Bakli, Mimeno Lamaim, Mina Maim, is Chosu Nivu Bakli. So Zok Tashach, that I have both of these arguments to say, even if you hold later on and say, hey, like the Ramah, that Bishol is going to be a problem. Over here, we're talking about Gimel Noisei Tam, and it's going through a Keli twice. So, whatever you want to argue, it's not going to be a problem afterwards. Okay, we'll hold it here.